Hundreds of children from Central America are winding up in New York as part of a wave of migration that has brought tens of thousands to this country in the last 8 months. And the crisis hasn't only inflamed tensions on the border. As WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports, it is creating a strain in New York courts as well.
Are there any other relatives who have questions?
Dozens of children sit on wooden benches, recounting to their attorneys why they embarked upon a perilous journey through the U.S. Crayons, a dinosaur, and a jigsaw puzzle lie on a table in the back of the room. We're in immigration court in Lower Manhattan. More and more children are making their way here as part of their deportation proceeding. In this courthouse, the number of cases involving children has increased by more than 140% over the last 3 years. 4,500 cases are currently pending before the court, including Brandon's. The 14-year-old came to immigration court dressed in neatly pressed pants, an orange shirt, and a tie. After a three-week journey from Guatemala, he was arrested by the Border Patrol and turned over to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, as children usually are. His mother lives in Inwood. He reunited with her last November.
It's great. I feel good being with my family and not alone with my grandmother.
Brandon lived with his grandmother since he was two, until she passed away last year.
I didn't have anyone to take care of me. I had one of my aunts, but she has a lot of kids, so I couldn't live with them.
Parents often hire smugglers to bring their children to the U.S., but Brandon didn't even tell his mom he was coming. He traveled with his 18-year-old cousin in buses, cars, and on foot. They crossed the border in Texas. Brandon's mom, Demetria, got a call from the facility where Brandon was held.
I felt frightened and happy because just imagine it's been 12 years since I saw him. It was a great surprise to see my son.
Brandon is one of 52,000 unaccompanied children who came to the U.S. since last October, double the number in the same period last year. Most of them are from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. This week, President Obama said he'll ask Congress for an emergency appropriation, probably more than $2 billion, to try to stem this tide. Some children from Central America are fleeing increasing violence and poverty. Others are trying to reunite with family members in the U.S. And some believe rumors that there are special permits that will allow them to stay in the U.S. In an interview with ABC News, the president said, don't believe those rumors.
Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back.
But that's not entirely accurate. Many of the children who end up in New York are able to stay in the U.S.
I would say that about three quarters of the young people we see are eligible for relief.
Eve Stotland is director of legal services at The Door, a youth development organization.
Of those children who are eligible for immigration relief, the greatest number are eligible for special immigrant juvenile status.
Special immigrant juvenile status, or SIJ. It's a form of relief available to immigrants younger than 21 who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned by one or both parents. It's been on the books since 1990 and expanded in 2008. The president is now asking Congress to give him more authority to deport some children from Central America faster. Lawyers say it's still unclear whether this will have an impact on those who would qualify for SIJ. Stotland says many of them come from Central America because of the number of one-parent families in the region.
They're mostly not coming from intact families. Many of them were abandoned by their fathers at birth or before birth.
If a child like that has an adult in the U.S. who's willing to become her guardian, they'll move from immigration to family court, where a judge can issue an order that makes a child eligible for SIJ.
Anybody else here? I mean, you're trying.
But in conversations with WNYC over the past 2 weeks, those who work on SIJ cases in family court laid out their concerns about the process. One family court judge expressed worry about possible fraud, the lack of good information about the background of the guardians, and the burden the increasing number of SIJ cases is putting on family courts. No judges would speak on the record. But some immigration attorneys, like Lauren Burke, executive director of Atlas DIY, an immigrant youth organization, say anti-immigrant attitudes are seeping into the courthouses.
I was in front of a judge that said to my client, who had been abused as a child, the second we walked in the door, before even looking at a file, said, fake guardianships has become the new fake back doorway into getting a green card.
With the stamp of approval from family court, the front door is wide open. The number of approved green cards in New York State through SIJ more than doubled over the last 3 years. Among those who got their green card was 22-year-old Cesar Chalks, who came to the U.S. illegally from Guatemala 4 years ago. He says he left his village because he and his mom lived in poverty and sometimes just starved.
Now I can work, buy food, clothes, have a place to live, and send money to my mom. She eats, and I do too.
Ella come, yo igual.
The Obama administration says it will put additional resources on the border and spend millions of dollars in Central America to try to stem the tide of children like Chalks and Brandon. In the meantime, a spokesman for family court says they'll handle whatever number of cases come their way. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorek.